Hello, everyone. Welcome to Developing Palettes. I'm Aaron Loomis coming to you from the Drew Estate Studio. With me today is June Liu, Seth Geist, John McTavish. How you guys doing?
I'm about to rip into this fucking Redbeard shit.
I wish I could sing the Monday Night Football song, but sadly, I have no talent. So I'm here with you guys.
All right. So today we are talking about the Warped Chinchale. Cigar is a Robusto 5-inch by 50 ring gauge. Comes out of the Tabacalera La Isla factory in the Dominican Republic. Wrapper is Ecuadorian Habano 2000. Binder is Dominican HVA, and the filler is from the Dominican Republic. It is blended by Kyle Gellis. Price point is $12.50, and the cigar was released in September of 2021. So with all that out of the way, June, what was your overall experience like with this cigar?
A question for you. What other cigars are made at this factory?
This is the first big name cigar out of this factory. Mm. We have another one in a review queue, which is from...
Don't tell me. I don't want to know. I don't want to know because I want to be able to...
We have another one coming.
All right. I want to be able to pick it out and go, is this from that same damn factory? I want to be able to say that and then be right.
All right. There's another one in our queue.
I can't believe he produces a cigar like this and at the same time has these photos on his Instagram looking like such a douche. I mean, what a fucking tool. I should be in this industry.
Seth did not waste any time this evening.
What a fuck. I got shit. Where the All fuck right. have we gone? Seriously.
I want to know how much this sells.
I'm serious. I'm sure, you know, we always talk about how the old Cubans, you know, this is in tribute to the old Cubans. I'm sure some of the old Cubans right now are looking down and be like, why are we letting gringos do this shit? I mean, seriously, what the fudge? Much of my language now, last right at the end.
I think your sentiment is overpowering the curse word. So, all right, June, go ahead.
Man, I was pretty excited to smoke this for obvious reasons, right? Let's see what Warped and Kyle could do that's outside of the Aganorsa scope.
Not much.
And not much at all. He pretty fucking poorly, as a matter of fact. Man, there's nothing to this cigar. There's no depth. There's no complexities. There's just everything about Dominican tobacco that I dislike, this cigar has it. It has that burning paper, that wood bitterness, that harshness. It is so disappointing to smoke. And of course, you know, it's at a higher price because it's Warped. And that's just even more salt to the wound. Man, this is so disappointing. I'm curious from you guys why he did not go back to Aganorsa, or was he like, you know what, I'm going to branch out, or it's the other way around, be like, no, you ain't coming back. The door ain't open no more.
Well, he did. He has another cigar this year from Aganorsa, so I don't necessarily think it's the second one.
Which I think is in our rotation. It's like three more cigars from now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
All right, Seth, take us to your experience.
I mean, it's just terrible. I mean, this cigar is just, it's, I thought the flavor profile was just awful. Like damp wood, harsh leather, earth. There was this faint herbal creaminess, which just didn't go well with the flavor profile. Medium full strength and body. I don't know. You look at the blend and you're like, okay. I'm not surprised. We'll get to the conclusion. It just delivered a poor smoking experience.
All right, John, what was your experience like?
So I just want to preface by saying I'm a Warp fanboy. I've, you know, enjoyed Warp from the beginning since I covered them. One of the first media companies to cover them at the cigar trade show. So I was excited to smoke this, and I went into this pretty blind because I knew he was blending something at a Dominican. But I just forget stuff. And so I literally had a moment where I'm like, maybe 10 minutes into this, and I was like, man, is this that thing he blended out of the Dominican? Because this is janky. And then I looked it up on the shirt, and I'm like, ah, fuck, that explains so much. A lot of what Seth said is, and June said is true. This kind of encapsulates all the things that I just find so annoying and frustrating with Dominican tobacco. You know, it, like it had honey and wood and mild bread, and then there's this sharp herbal note, and I'm like, oh man, that's so distracting. And then moss came through, and I'm like, what is going on here? And then citrus, and I'm like, are we on like a MasterChef program, or just trying to be cool? Because like these flavors don't go together. And then it kind of became wood forward. I'm like, in the first third, really? Second third was kind of like citrus forward, and then it became baking spice, and then it was back to wood and cocoa. Then it was dry cedar, and I was like, I'm not having a good time here, bro. And then the last third was really dry wood, like just so much dry wood, and then some mild bitterness. And I was just like, I'm so done. The burn was fantastic, although, you know, I think you talked about this, Aaron, on a previous review. When you're drawing in a cigar and you're like, I don't know if this cigar is actually lit.
Yeah.
And you're drawing and you're drawing and you're drawing and you're drawing. And that kind of went on for about 10 or 15 minutes. And then it just kind of seemed to go fine from that point on. So I don't know what that was all about, but I didn't have to intervene. So no docking scores. But boy, oh boy, did the draw start out quite tight for me, 3 to 3.5 notches. And then it opened up partway into the first third. So it ended up with a good rating. But if you didn't put it all together from that wonderful review I just did, it was 1 hour and 58 minutes of averageness. And boy, oh boy, if you're a fan of Warped, I really can't recommend this cigar. You should really not smoke it.
That wrapper looks better in that photo than the one I had. Mm. Mine was ugly as hell.
Anyways, Aaron, take us through your experience.
Yeah, for me, the cigar began with musty cedar and baking spice. Gained some chalkiness fairly quickly. Second third saw the cedar gain a toast note and the baking spice transition to black pepper. Final third saw the pepper and the chalkiness leave. Toast level ramped up. Overall, it was pretty average flavor profile. Chalkiness was a bit of a detractor. I also had a tight draw. I don't know if that had, you know, any effect on the flavor profile. But, you know, it was interesting smoking a cigar from this new factory. I was looking forward to trying something from here. So why not this Warped? I wasn't all that impressed with it. And I really don't see myself coming back to it. Price point's high and flavor profile isn't that good. So. All right, let's get into the scores. I'm going to start at the top with June at 5.65. John gave it a 5.45. I gave it a 5.35. And Seth gave it a 3.83. So, June, how'd that 5.65 match up for you?
Pretty well. It was not a good cigar. And anytime I say something is below 6, it's essentially what you should take out of that is don't buy it.
Yep. All right, John, 5.45.
Yeah, I mean, I would have been 5.65 with June as well if the draw was good, but it wasn't. So construction aside, this is definitely a low 5s. Very disappointing. I mean, you know, I hope they come away with this as a learning experience and basically look at this cigar and blend the exact opposite out of the Dominican tobacco, and I think it'll be fantastic. So, yeah.
Yeah, my 5.35 matches up well. Average flavor profile throughout. Construction was okay. I had a, you know, tight draw through the first two thirds, so that was a bit of a bummer. But yeah, it gets low fives. That's where it fits. All right, Seth, 3.83.
If you move the decimal point over two spaces to the right and subtract 70, that's how much a box of these cigars costs. $312 for a box of these.
Ooh, wow,
that's for all of us to score it that way.
Few bucks. Yep. Is that a 10 count?
25 no, count.
25 count.
Yeah. 25 count box of garbage. I mean, it's just, you know, I thought about this and I was like, we never even thought about this before. It's like, so Kyle had some good blends originally at El Titan. Those
ones are so good.
Yeah.
Okay. So then he goes down to Aganorsa and then there's some more good blends there. Okay. So he's working with two factories and you have to assume at the same time that he has positive input, obviously, because he's had some success. And then you see him go over to the Dominican Republic and do this. So it's a complete disaster. It's like, you know, Kyle, if you were providing input here, then you should not, you should stop altogether.
I guess that remains to be seen when we smoke the other cigar that's out of this factory. What if it is also not good? Can we blame the factory then?
Makes you wonder why the heck are we going over there? But why pick such a small factory? Probably because he can't get anywhere else. But if you know,
but with that pedigree,
we can yep. What pedigree does he have?
Well, not pedigree. Because he used to pick good stuff, right? So has he fallen that far for the branch?
I mean, you can blame the factory. I mean, if the next cigar is bad, we can say, yes, the factory produces absolute crap. But at the same time, how do you not know what is crap? Like, if you've produced other cigars out of good factories.
Yeah, I don't know how you can smoke anything else from Warped and then smoke this and go, this is comparable. Like, some of those, especially if you smoke some of those El Titan releases, I mean, you'd smoke this and you'd be like, come on. Is this an April Fool's joke? Are you funning with me right now? Because the difference is substantial. Like, it's night and day different.
I mean, this is just, you know, we've had blends that have had Ecuadorian Habano wrappers and Dominican filler and binders, and none of them have smoked as poorly as this.
Yet.
This is brutal.
Yet, so far. There's always tomorrow.
And for 12 bucks, always too, tomorrow. Man. 12 bucks.
Yeah, 12 bucks is a bit much. Yeah.
Where do we get these?
I think we ordered them from Neptune.
I like Neptune. Those are good guys.
Yeah.
A lot of stuff in stock. Yeah.
I'd be interested to see what other people. Has Coop smoked this? What did Coop say about it?
I don't know.
No, because so Coop, we were on chat the other day, and I'm sure Coop won't mind me saying this. He has caught up to where we have been earlier in the year, and he's like, man, there's a lot of not good cigars. I'm like, thank you. Welcome to the party. Yeah, welcome. Stick around, pal. Because there's a whole lot of disappointment train coming your way. Choo-choo!
Yeah.
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 I think he was on the tail end of 2020, and he was still smoking some of the not terrible stuff. And now that he's in 2021, he's like...
Yeah, you know, there's not a lot of sites out there that are smoking a lot of these kinds of things. Like, there's only a couple, you know?
This is bad, man.
Yeah.
Why? Because they're all fanboys? Media.
Yeah, I mean, they can't get, you know, they got a rotation of like what, 10 brands, and then you know,
they have to
go through the free ones first, right?
Yeah,
then they might branch out to buy something. So
yeah, they'll only focus on the brands that they think.
I'm almost leaning into
that,
it
shows
now.
Some love, basically.
I almost wish I could smoke every single new cigar for the year just so I could lean into it if it's good or bad, you know, like just can be like, I smoked that, that's crap. That's crap. You owe me an apology.
Yeah, we do smoke for a fair number of the new releases. So
yeah, reasonable.
You know what? Yeah. You know what the funny thing is, though, we smoke a lot of new stuff, and a lot of it's been bad. It's not been doing well. Yeah. And I found it's easier to be, you know, when a new stuff
hashtag
comes out, then I may not have smoked it. It's easier for me to buy it online, but if I go in person to a store and I need to see the new stuff, for some reason I think about how we review and what we score and stuff. I'm like, God, seeing in person, no, I can't pick that shit up. Are you fucking kidding me? No, I'm gonna go into the humidor and just get something old.
I could see Seth being at his local shop, and a guy goes to reach for it, and he just goes smack, and he's like, "Don't do that. Don't do that to yourself."
I didn't ask you what's new.
It's. I was in Phil's. I was like, hey, when are you getting the Rocky Patel white labels? And they're like, oh, I'm really looking forward to it. I was like, dude, I just have to buy them for us. Like, just, I don't want to talk about it.
Don't pitch it. Just sell it to me.
Sell it to me. And we'll fucking leave. Yeah. And I'll smoke it.
You take my money. I'll leave with the cigars. That's the end of our transaction.
Yeah. We're done.
All right. If you just get this video on YouTube, be sure to subscribe to us. Also, check out the full written review on the website, thefilthypalace.com. Follow us on social media channels, and you can catch all of our review recaps on podcasts, iTunes, Google Play, and Podbean. Thank you for tuning in. We'll catch you on the next one.
Inshallah.